time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up, guys? Amber Smiles Jones here, coming at your beautiful, lovely ears here on Anchor. But I've got a little surprise for you. I've got three of my homies here from different areas of the country. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I got my homie Alex. She's from Connecticut. And then we got Jazz. Where are you from, Jazzy?
I'm from Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, where's that at?
It's an hour away from Seattle.
Is that a real place?
Are you, it is.
So like Narnia? Like I can like walk in my closet and end up where you're from?
No, it's actually where Isaiah Thomas, the basketball player,
is from. So that's supposed to mean something to me?
Yes.
Because the way you're told, actually, Isaiah Washington is from. She's about to tell me.
Yes. 253 is on the map, but it's actually like an hour away from Seattle. So that's why when people that are not from Washington or know about Washington ask me where I'm from, I say Seattle because they don't know anything else but Seattle.
The only thing I know about Seattle is they got a high-ass suicide rate. That's all I know about.
Yo.
Is that not real?
That is
top three in suicides.
Oh, yeah. You can top
three?
Too.
It's not even in the top three.
Well, like, let me just go
It's not
ahead.
In the top five in rain either.
It's not.
Common misconception, Vegas is number one in suicide.
You know what? I believe that. Niggas lose their whole life in Vegas.
Yeah. I'll kill myself.
How can you tell your wife you lost the house?
Lost the house, the car.
That's why you can't open the windows in Vegas. People
oh yeah.
In the hotels.
For a lot of hotels these days, you can't open the window because nobody wants to be liable for that
you
lawsuit.
Can't open them in nowhere in Vegas.
Unless it comes to the balcony.
That's true.
And even then, they still be like, lock it when you're not there. You know, close that window. Anyways, guys, so today's topic, you know, obviously, as you guys know, I found out the hard way the other day that I can only do 5 minutes per seg. I don't know how many segments this episode is going to be when I actually put the podcast together, but fuck it. So today we're just going to go ahead and talk about pretty much what it's like to move from our hometowns to Los Angeles, the city of angels, and also the scent of very strong urine.
And
the streets and shit. those pee pee bomb aroma bombs. Because just niggas just pee everywhere in the street. Homeless, the drunks,
me.
The drug addicts,
the cats, the
this
dogs.
Guy, this guy sitting next to you. So, but everyone, just go ahead and say your names
like
for now.
Whenever and just pissing.
All I heard was pull my dick out. What?
Yeah, I'm just not
a pussy. I'm Jasmine. I'm from Tacoma.
Taylor, I'm from Seattle.
And I'm Alexandria, and I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, she's Alexandra. She's from Connecticut.
You ain't gonna say city.
You don't rep your city, nigga?
She did. She said Connecticut. Oh, she did.
That's
okay.
Nice.
New Haven, yeah. Connecticut.
She said Connecticut. She said I rep my whole state, bitch.
New Haven.
You can't tell me nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I really hope to bring more of these voices that you currently are being molested with audibly with your ears currently. I hope that you will hear more of their voices.
That sounded disgusting, by the way.
Aren't you? You're into music, right?
Indeed, indeed.
Man, you should. I hate to hear a musical man say he sounds disgusting. What do you do? What kind of music are you? What do you do?
I'm a songwriter, and I do like rap, hip hop.
You do some freestyle?
No, I don't freestyle. I do pay style. I get paid for my works.
So, oh,
yeah. Oh, say that.
Oh,
okay.
Damn, y'all can't tell right now, but I'm gonna go ahead and snap my fingers on that because he
nothing's free.
He gave me that nigga answer. No, I'm pay style.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't ready
nigga,
for that.
What? Right? Aren't y'all
it's
fucking?
Like if you ran into like fucking Da Vinci, you gonna ask this nigga to paint a picture right now or some shit, or like.
I was like, wait.
I'm like, Picasso.
Hey, nigga, you paint?
Oh, cut off your other ear, bitch.
Like, yeah. Nah, nigga, like.
For free, though.
For the free.
Well, drop a couple of bars on these niggas.
Nigga, you an architect? Build a house right now.
Hell yeah. People find out I'm a comedian. Make me laugh. Tell me a joke. Okay, I understand. because that annoys the shit out of me. I understand. I understand.
Wait for this thing that's visual.
So we're gonna take a little break, but we're gonna come back with more information on what it's like to move from our hometowns to Los Angeles out here chasing these dreams. We're human dream chasers, and we're all hoping that eventually we can catch them. All right, guys, Amber Smiles Jones. I will be back after this next random sound that you hear.
What's good,
guys? I am back. I hope you guys enjoyed that random ass sound that you just heard. So Jasmine, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Los Angeles?
Yeah, I'm originally from Tacoma, Washington, as we already discussed, but I came here because I went to college and I was pursuing a career in radio, and pretty much radio in Washington is just not the biz. Maybe just, I guess, in the Seattle metropolitan area, it's not the biz, mm-hmm. but basically I came out here to pursue it and further advance in my career path in that direction.
Well, I did, I was blessed with an opportunity to be a guest on your podcast.
Yes.
What's the name of your podcast?
It's called Broke Girl in LA, spelled everything right. Mm-hmm.
I can fuck with that because I know all about being broke girl, yes.
In LA is easy.
Shit, bitch, I be broke everywhere. Broke in Atlanta, I'm broke in his living room. I'm broke. So do you have any advice for those who are contemplating coming to Los Angeles to chase these dreams?
Yeah, you know, my biggest thing was to make sure you had at least a job lined up when you move here. I think everybody wants to just come out here, fuck it, I'm gonna go, you know, and just
money, I'm gonna be discovered immediately.
Right, no. You know, and wherever you're from, it might be easy to find, you know, a job where you are there, but you have to understand here, it's so saturated with so many people, and so many people are looking for jobs, that it's easy for you to get overlooked. So,
it feels like pretty much every avenue of Los Angeles is competitive. Every market in Los Angeles is competitive. Mm-hmm. Even being a Lyft driver is competitive.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers don't make that much. How can they? Everybody drives for Lyft.
Right.
You know? All right, man, what about you? What brought you to Los Angeles?
I came to Los Angeles just because I was tired of so much shit. Like, it's cold as fuck in Seattle right now. It's like 40 degrees. It was 85 here today. So
it was beautiful.
In January, it was just fucking crazy. And shit, what else? Yeah, I'm a songwriter and I make music, so it's just a better place to get exposure. And you know, work on your craft, and you know, it's a great place to be. Weather, beaches.
Well,
parties.
Do you have any advice for anyone that wants to come out to Los Angeles for music, perhaps?
Absolutely, like. You definitely don't have to have a job when you come out here, because there's so many ways to get money.
That's true.
I mean, you could scam, you could sell drugs. Like, I don't give a shit what
well,
you
God
do.
Well, goddamn, I thought he was going to say, you can be, like, you know,
you
an
can
extra.
Be a Lyft driver, you can be an extra, you
and
can
an
do
audience.
All that shit, too. My, the whole point is, like, I don't give a fuck how you get it. Like,
just get that paper.
Just get it.
Grind.
But mm-hmm. it's like, you don't have to have a job lined up, but you do have to, don't come out here with, like, $700 just because Taraji did it, like thinking like
not everybody can be cookie,
like,
baby.
No. Don't do that shit. Like,
that's how the cookie
at
crumble.
Least at minimum have 5 bands lined up, and if you don't have 5 bands, like,
For our less ethnic minimum, people, what is 5 bands?
$5,000.
Write that down. Write that down. This is Amber Smiles Jones teaching you how to be black. Go ahead.
At minimum, have 5 bands. Like I wasn't gonna come out of here with less than 20. So you know, it's cool. Like, if you come out here with like 10 at least, like, that gives you like time to just focus on your craft and like perfect what you do.
Oh yeah, if you've got money, then you can definitely focus.
Like, I haven't worked one day since I've been here, and I've been here for like 4 months because I'm like, fuck working. Fuck working for these white people and shit. Like, focus on your craft. Came down here for what the fuck you come down here to do, and like, focus on that shit. Don't get too caught up with the working, because like, motherfuckers do that shit and they end up like being bartenders for like mad long.
18 years.
And then,
I'm over to Los Angeles.
They have 18 kids.
Too. Yeah.
Like, it's either you get caught up in a job, or you get too caught up not having a job to where you fucking end up on Skid Row. So like, you gotta have a balance, you know?
I know, Skid Row's coming up now, man. All they gotta do now is get ready to scent.
Hey, if that's the life you want to live, I guess.
We're going to take another short break and you're going to hear another random sound. And then we'll be back before you know it, molesting your ears with audible sexy goodness. Yeah. Once again, Amber Smiles Jones here. And we'll come back at you with a part three. Y'all stay there. We coming back. What's up, guys? I am back to bless your ears with this chocolate goddess of a voice. Okay, probably not all that. but it's a good way to bring it back in, you know what I'm saying? So, Alex, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, and what brought you to Los Angeles?
So, I'm originally from Waterbury, Connecticut, but then I ended up moving to West Haven, New Haven area. And what had brought me here was that I ended up getting laid off from my job. And I figured if Connecticut was the only thing to offer me, the only thing to offer me was a job, then I might as well move to where I always wanted to move, which was LA. And I suggest for anyone to live their dreams, like never limit themselves to whatever that they're doing in their life. Like where you come from is not like where you're supposed to be at. You're supposed to explore your talents, let everyone, you're supposed to be globally known, not just city known. So make sure everybody knows what you're doing.
So what's your dream?
Just inspire others. I don't know, I love to travel. I like to make other people happy. I like to see others winning. I like to see others living their life. Like, I want to see other people dream, like, their dreams come true, basically. Like, when I see other people winning, that shit makes me happy.
Damn, she's like a Puerto Rican Oprah. You see that shit? Like this shit right here. All right. Yeah.
Nice.
You see? Look at this. The best part about...
I don't think you need a job either. Like, when you,
that's true.
The only thing is, like, when you come out here, just have your mind focused on it. If you know you need money, you know what you got to do to get your money. If it's getting a job, get a job. Apply to six different jobs a day for your first week. That's exactly what I did.
Don't stop.
My job.
Yeah.
But there's other ways, just like you said, to get money. So it's never like that. You know if you have something in your mind, you're going to get it.
Like,
you know what I'm trying to say?
You can scam life.
You can scam, nigga.
Young scam life.
Bank licks, you know.
It's definitely lit out here.
Wow. One thing about Los Angeles that I can definitely tell you is very interesting is that we're sitting in this room currently in Koreatown / Hollywood / Los Angeles. We have three different personalities, for four different, if you include myself, personalities in this room with different dreams, different goals, and they see things differently. So Los Angeles is very different. It's a city of angels where all the angels go to hopefully get their wings.
Take off.
You know, not everybody can be like Kim Kardashian, suck a dick and make millions. You know, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be good at sucking dick if you can make millions off of that shit.
She's one of the all-time great finessers, so you know, you gotta shout out to her.
I mean, she turned
a little video
into
$100 million.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I can definitely say this bitch definitely knows how to make a business out of anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like her mama too.
Yeah. Shit. So Chris good. They got a new chick charming with it. Kaylin Jenner. They got a whole new one.
Oh yeah, she turned.
These bitches creating more bitches to make money. This is a mogul, man. This is crazy.
I mean, because LA ain't cheap. That's just the bottom line of it. It's just not cheap. So, you know,
get you a hustle you're good at.
Exactly. Get you a hustle that you're good at. So.
You hear that? And if you have no talent and you ain't cute,
get you
suck a mean dick. I don't want to tell you. Charge up.
Hey, but it is cute, though.
It's easy.
LA is a great
you.
Place mm-hmm. for you to sell pussy.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was going someplace else.
But at the same time, it's like there's a lot of bad bitches, like IG models out here that are homeless too and sleep on couches and floors.
But they IG be on fleek. You wouldn't know.
They're IG
by their pictures that they got no life. You wouldn't know.
But
come on, room.
But they sleep on floors.
Bathroom.
And they fucking like. Crash at friend's house.
No, for real. Like,
because they thought they was gonna meet YG or some rapper and like fucking
sweeping off
come
their
up.
Feet and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, guys, man, this is Amber Smiles Jones with a few dream chasers in the same room with me. I want to thank y'all for doing this random podcast with me, because I definitely didn't tell anybody but Jasmine. But that's what I do. I come in there. You don't be knowing what's going on. I'm like a sniper. I'm an audible sniper. You feel me? Make sure you guys go ahead and you favorite this station, and you check out my my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly, as well. It has been a pleasure making love to your ears. Until next time, I'm Ember Smiles Jones with the crew, and I'll be back soon. I can't speak for them, but I'll be back. Thanks for listening, guys. Take it easy.